Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Yes, join the family. I'm going to tell you how to do that in just a minute. First, though, let's pray because we're in pledge drive mode and we're asking Our Lady to pray with us and for us that the Lord will grant our desire, our need for $3 million to stay fully funded. You may say, oh my gosh, $3 million. Yes, but remember, this is a national network. 200 stations plus, including our beloved affiliates. So shout out to all you affiliates. So let's all pray together and ask that we can meet this goal or exceed it, if it's God's will, by the end of the week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now, please note that this is a regular program. Yes, we are in Pledge Drive, but you can participate if you want to. I have thousands, literally thousands of your emails that I'll be getting to. But in the meantime, if you want to call in and be on the air, you can do that too. 888-914-9149. That's the number to call if you want to be on the air. 888-914-9149. So moving along with some of the many emails I have, this one comes in from Bella, and she's listening in California. She says, hello, Patrick. I have a question about how Jesus said that no one can go to the Father except through him. Mother Teresa said a Muslim must be a good Muslim and a Christian a good Christian. If being a good Muslim is not to worship God, then how come he can't go to heaven? And if being a good atheist is definitely to not believe in God, then why can't he go to heaven either? What do you say? I'm confused because the two sentences contradict each other. And I would have to say, indeed, they do. Mother Teresa, St. Mother Teresa, with all of her many wonderful attributes and her great holiness and asceticism and all that, nonetheless, she was not a theologian. And so sometimes the things that she said that were, I think, intended to be maybe not in a bad sense, but maybe a little bit glib or maybe a bit more of a soundbite, did not come across the way it would have if she had maybe thought about what impression that those words might give. And I think this is a good example. So let's just give her the benefit of the doubt. She certainly deserves it. She's a saint. I'm not, at least not yet anyway. We'll see what happens. But she's a saint, and I bow to her sanctity. But if I were to rephrase it, I might say something like this. God does want you to be good. If you're a Muslim, he does want you to be good. He does want you to be good if you're a Christian. He does want you to be good if you're an atheist. But being good is not what Jesus came to do. Jesus came to save you from your sins. So if you are a Muslim, Jesus is saying to you, believe in me. As you alluded to here in the beginning of your email, Bella, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So it's an invitation to faith in him and thus to receive the gift of salvation. As it says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among humankind by which we must be saved. So it's Jesus himself. So on the one hand, maybe what St. Mother Teresa had in mind was to be a good person, to not do evil things. Okay, that's true as far as it goes. I don't quarrel with that. But certainly there's so much more to that, and that is, as Jesus says, come unto me and I will give you salvation. Now, what about an atheist? Well, the Bible also has something to say about that. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So if you're an atheist and you don't believe in God, well, there's one strike right there. And if you do think, well, I don't know if God exists, I guess that means that I'm an agnostic. Okay, at least that's a step in the right direction. But seek him. find out whether God exists. Ask him, Lord, if you're up there, please show me. Lord, if you're really there, if this is not just some fairy tale, please help me to see that. Because if you're an atheist, don't you want to know the truth? I mean, you may say, well, I think I already do know the truth. Okay, fair enough. There have been plenty of times in my life, I'm guessing there have been in yours too, where you thought you knew the truth. Think about all those relationships over time. I thought I knew you, only to find out that you turned out to be a scoundrel or a traitor or some other problem kind of person. It's true in life in general. There are all sorts of things that you go through life thinking that you know for sure, and you find out later, well, I was wrong about that. I didn't realize that what I thought was true actually wasn't true. This is life. So we all have to be humble and recognize that there are times when we get it wrong. And this is about the biggest thing you can possibly get right or wrong, and that is whether or not God exists. So back to St. Mother Teresa, I would just simply say that, taken at face value, Bella, you're right. These phrases do seem contradictory, and in a certain sense, they are. But I don't think she did it intentionally. I really don't. And I have a feeling that now in heaven, she probably looks down and thinks, well, if I had to say all over again, I probably would have said it differently. There's my thought on that. One more quick one before we have to go to our next break. This is from Debbie listening in Green Bay. She says, Patrick, can you please address the subject of one world religion as predicted in the end times regarding the Abrahamic family house erected in Abu Dhabi and the Pope's willingness to go along with this issue? The cubes are located in an area that does not allow a crucifix, and you can be put to death if converting from Islam to Christianity. It seems to me the Pope is leaning towards the one world religion. My husband and children have left the Catholic Church and bringing this issue to reinforce their belief that the Catholic Church is faulty. Thank you, and blessings to you and your family. Well, Debbie, thank you for that. I appreciate it. This is one of those anomalies. I perceive this to be an effort on the part of those involved to try to foster goodwill and peace among Muslims and Christians and everyone else. When I see this project, I have to wonder, where is this going? Because one of the dangers is what's known as indifferentism. There is a heresy known as indifferentism. And that heresy is that, well, you know, there are really many roads up the mountain, and no one group has got like a lock on the truth, and no one religion can say this is the truth. And, you know, there are many ways that you can approach God, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's not true. That's certainly not what Jesus taught. And it's not what the Catholic Church teaches. It's not what the Bible teaches. Truth is truth. Now, it doesn't mean that the person who holds to that truth is necessarily any better or smarter than anyone else. But, you know, to say 2 + 2 = 4 is true. And if somebody says, well, who are you to tell me that 2 + 2? Well, I'm nobody. I don't amount to anything. I'm just telling you it's the truth. And you can find out for yourself if you're willing to look at it. But just because I'm asserting that 2 + 2 = 4 doesn't mean anything about me one way or the other. The question is this true? And the truth is that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is our unique Savior. He and only He can save you. He Himself said so. So amidst all the miracles and all the raising of people from the dead, and of course His own preaching and teaching, and not to mention His own resurrection on the third day, demonstrating that He is who He claimed to be, namely God, if you come face to face with this realization and you say, well, I see that Jesus is Lord, how could you not want to embrace that? So back to the one world religion, we definitely do not want to go in the direction of indifferentism where people think that, well, it doesn't really matter what religion you belong to. As long as you can live in peace, everybody, you know, just put all the weapons down, please, and let's break bread and let's make nice and have warm, fuzzy feelings. That's great up to a point, but that's not going to save anybody. You'll have an easier life in this world, but it's not going to help you in the life to come. So I understand the qualms and concerns. The best way I can put it is, number one, as Pope Francis asks all the time, pray for him. He asks us to pray for him, so pray for him. Pray that the Lord will help him to be the very best pope possible. And then, trusting in Jesus, just remember what he says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So even though there may be difficult times and confusing times, if you are standing solidly with Jesus, you're not deviating, you're keeping your eyes fixed on him, come what may, even if there are tumultuous times in the church that always seem to have been, and there probably always will be until Jesus comes back, You're going to be okay. Stay the course. Run the race. Fight the good fight. And as Jesus says, he who endures till the end will be saved. Let that be you, no matter what else may happen. All right. I have another message, actually, from Father Rocky, our executive director, which we're going to listen to right now. And then I'll be joined by Mike in just a moment to talk more about Pledge Drive.
Hi, this is Father Rocky here to tell you that we have matching funds this hour to go along with your donation to double the amount of your gift. You may have heard or seen my Lenten lessons in the Mass when I talked about the holy water font. It's a reminder of the sacrament of baptism. Dipping one's fingers in holy water and making the sign of the cross is an ancient and beloved tradition of the Catholic faith. Our thank you gift, this pledge drive, at the $50 a month level is a Holy Family holy water font. It's got a unique bowl in the shape of a seashell, the ancient Christian symbol of baptism, and is a beautiful image of the Nativity of our Lord. This Holy Family holy water font will look great next to one of your outside doors, and it was handcrafted in Steubenville, Ohio. It's yours for a donation of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. And join the family now and take advantage of a 100% match.
Thank you, Father Rocky. It's Mike Kendall stepping in for just a moment because I want to take a moment personally to wish a happy birthday to Patrick Madrid.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
That's all. No, really. I think it would be fun. I had suggested this to Cyrus, and he thought, you know what? You're right. I want to have a 15-minute birthday party for you.
Happy birthday!
The next 15 minutes. I want every Patrick Madrid listener to jam the phone lines and make their pledge at 877-291-0123 as a happy birthday gift to our own Patrick Madrid. Because, you know, it's never been more important to step up and show your support for Relevant Radio. And Patrick Madrid listeners, we know. We know you're going to give at some point during this week, but we thought, let's do it today. Let's do it right now as a happy birthday. So I want 100 calls in the next 15 minutes at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And when you call and you make your pledge, tell the volunteer and the operator that you want to wish Patrick a happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
And we'll try to get as many of those messages back to you during the next break, Patrick. But no, really, this is serious business. Pledge Drive is very serious, and this would be a really good reason to give, because we're matching at 100%, 877-291-0123. Do you feel any older today, Patrick?
You know, it's funny. And by the way, thank you for that. I appreciate it. I really don't. I was saying earlier this morning that I feel like I'm 30, probably younger than that. I really do. I really do. And then I look in the mirror. And then I realize,
well,
oh, no,
you look like 40.
Anymore.
That's not so bad.
Something like that. Yeah. No, it's a state of mind. And I'm just so blessed, so fortunate and grateful to be able to spend my birthday doing this. There's nothing I'd rather do than do this on my birthday, and I mean that with all sincerity, because it's helping people all around the world, all around the country, and as you said a minute ago, if people feel moved to give because of this as a catalyst, so be it. Let's build a lot of momentum in this hour. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be great. And, you know, this is the final pledge drive of 2022. This is it. We only ask four times a year. And maybe you've never made a pledge. Well, make today the day you make that pledge. It's Patrick's birthday. You listen to him every day at this time. You learn when you listen to Patrick. It enriches your life. So say happy birthday to Patrick. Our partners are going to challenge you. If you call in the next 45 minutes, every dollar is matched 100%. Here's the number, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We're a family. We're in this together. We're bringing Christ to the world through the media. We want your help now. 877-291-0123. Happy birthday, Patrick.
No, thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. 877-291-0123.
Patrick Madrid is on Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio. From the Gulf
to the mountains. This is new, Cyrus. Where'd you find this one?
It is Taco Tuesday and your birthday. The planets have aligned.
That's right. We had an eclipse of the moon last night. Taco Tuesday and my birthday. Hard to beat that combo, right?
What does it mean?
I don't know. You tell me. What does it mean? means the floodgates will open and people will start donating even more generously. I like that. By the way, 877-291-0123 is the number to make your pledge call on. I'd like to say a big birthday thank you to Anonymous in Aurora, Illinois, who just rolled up with a $5,000 gift just a short while ago. Thank you so much, Anonymous. I wish I knew who you were so I could thank you by name, but I understand if you want to be anonymous. Thank you for the $5,000 gift. I remember speaking at least twice at a big parish in Aurora, Illinois, Holy Angels Parish. And I'm trying to remember the name of the parish priest who was such a kind priest to me, brought me in a couple of times, and really super guy. So if you happen to be at Holy Angels Parish in Aurora, Illinois, I can picture the very parish that you're in. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen, in Morris, Illinois, for your $100 gift. We sure appreciate that. And because you gave online, you also received immediately the digital download of Father Rocky's new talk on how to have a happy family. Jolanta in Oakland, New Jersey. And I don't know if it's Jolanta or Jolanta, but however you pronounce it, thank you so much for your $240 gift. We very much appreciate that. And Gregory in Buckeye, Arizona, thank you for your online gift of $50. Much appreciated, and we will use it wisely. I promise you that. If you want to be on the program, the number to call is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Here's an email that comes in from Andrew. And Andrew's listening in Las Vegas. He says, when I have listened to you, you have mentioned where to find things in the Bible, topics we can use to defend what we believe as Catholics, such as our belief in confessing our sins to a priest, as well as other teachings, our belief in the Virgin Mary as the mother of all of us. What I especially need help is introducing these things to my extended family. Okay, well, Andrew, I'm here to help you. And this is the easiest way to do it. Go to your app store or Google Play, either way. And when you open up the Relevant Radio app, just text it. You know how you can share that? You can share it to your friends. Just text it to their phones, your extended family. Put it on a group message. So maybe you're going to get 20 different people in your extended family. You can also go to relevantradio.com, and under relevantradio.com where it says listen, you'll see the section where you can download the app. And that's really important because you can just simply take that one link and then send it to all 20 of those people on your text group. And then they'll all get it and just say, I would like to introduce you to a resource that's absolutely free, Relevant Radio. They're on 24/7. They cover the waterfront. They've got any imaginable kind of program. There's this one guy in the morning. He gets into all kinds of different things. I listen to his show, and I'd like you to check it out. So if you send the link, you know that they're going to tap the link. You know they're going to do it. So if they tap the link, you're halfway there. Because they tap the link, it opens up the page to download the app. Next thing you know, they've got the app on their phone. Next thing you know, they're listening. So honestly, it's a very simple way to do this. And if you do this, you will change the lives of who knows how many people in your family. And this is true for friends as well. So please give that a try. I think you'll find it very effective. Here's an email that comes in from Ari in listening in Los Angeles on our 9:30 a.m. station. Ari says, questions to be answered, please. All right. Hopefully you can help me out with these two questions. Number one, what happens on the altar table during a Catholic Mass? And two, what does it mean that God created humanity in his image? How are we like God? My daughter is going to receive confirmation, and they asked her 48 questions to be answered before the ceremony, and she's having trouble finding answers to these questions. If you can help us out, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you so much. Blessings to you and your family. Well, thank you for all that. Now, by the way, I need to note here that, Ari, you sent me the email a while back, so your daughter's confirmation, I presume, has already taken place. So forgive my not answering it sooner, but here goes. So what happens on the altar table during a Catholic Mass? I personally wouldn't call it an altar table. It's an altar. Now, it is a table in a certain sense because it was at the table in the upper room where our Lord celebrated the first Mass. And we can rightly refer to it as a table, but we have to remember that it is, more than anything, it's an altar of sacrifice. So the altar in your parish is an altar of sacrifice because it's there that the Lord has, and this answers your question, what happens there? It is there on the altar that the priest, acting in the person of Christ, with the authority from Jesus. He does what Jesus did at the Last Supper by saying, this is my body and this is my blood. So when he takes the bread and he says, this is my body, which has been given up for you, and he says, this is the chalice of my blood, which has been poured out for you and for many, by saying these words of institution, along with everything that goes with this at Mass, what happens is a transformation, a miracle of transubstantiation. What that means is the substance or the reality of the bread and the wine ceases to be present, and it is completely replaced with the substance or the reality of Jesus Christ, glorified, resurrected, body, blood, soul, and divinity. That's a little formula that we Catholics tend to use, because what it means is that Jesus is entirely present in what once was bread and wine. It still looks like bread and wine, still tastes like bread and wine, still has the molecular properties of bread and wine, but now the reality is Christ himself. That's what we mean by the real presence, and that's what fundamentally is taking place on the altar during Mass. Second question, what does it mean that God created humanity in his image? How is it that we are like God? Very good question. So when we read in the Bible where God is saying that referring to God, that he created them, Adam and Eve, in his image and likeness, those mean two different things. In his image means not that God has two arms and two legs and two feet and two hands and a head and eyes. God does not have a body as a triune God. One God in three persons, he transcends matter. He transcends all of his creatures. So he is not limited to a body. He is a pure spirit. But we are made in his image and likeness insofar as he has an intellect, meaning his knowledge. And by the way, in God's case, his knowledge is infinite. There's no limit to his knowledge. He also has a will. So these are the two primary operations of a person, to know and to love. To know and to choose or to will. And so in that sense, we are created in God's image, that we are like him because we too have an intellect and a will. The angels are like this as well. Now, we're made in God's likeness insofar as we have holiness in us. So to be like God means to be holy. God is holy in his essence. And so the more righteous you become, I don't mean self-righteous, but the more righteous, the more holy you become with God's grace imbued in your soul ever more intensely, the more you become like him. So we are made in God's image and likeness. That's what those two phrases mean. And I hope that's helpful to you. If you want a good book that'll carry you a lot further, I would read Frank Sheed's book called Theology and Sanity, because it's just a really deep read, a good read on this issue and many others. If you want to start with his shorter book, it's called Theology for Beginners. I think we have time quickly to get to one more before we have to take a break. This is coming in from Judy, and Judy is listening in Austin. Patrick, my husband died last fall. He was an alcoholic, so our long marriage was difficult, and I had taken a break to visit a daughter in another state. He was not happy about that, and it was aloof when we talked on the phone. But then on Tuesday, we had a wonderful conversation. Afterwards, I felt moved out of the blue to send him Judy Collins' song, In My Life, I Love You More. And he emailed, thank you so much for that. He played golf on Tuesday, he felt ill on Wednesday, and he died sadly alone on Thursday. The medical examiner found nothing obvious. You can only imagine how much it meant to me that I sent that video before he died. We will pray for the repose of the soul of your husband, Judith. My condolences to you. Thank you for sharing that information with me. We will pray for him, all of us here at Relevant Radio.
And that is what it means to be part of a family. We pray together, we cry together, we laugh together, we sing together. Join the family now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. 1-800-291-0123. We have some great thank you gifts for you during this pledge drive. If you can make that special gift of a dollar a day, that is a simple dollar a day here at Relevant Radio. We'll send you the Holy Family Doorpost Blessing. Absolutely beautiful blessing, and it's got a great blessing on there as well. When you visit the website or open up the app on your smartphone, you can see that and read the little house blessing that comes with it. It's actually house family. The whole nine yards gets covered in there. So join the family now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
That number is standing by. We have people waiting to hear from you. And you heard the lady that I just read her email from, and her husband died suddenly, and she was so comforted by the small act of love that they shared before he died so unexpectedly. And I'm hopeful that she will be comforted in knowing how all of us are praying for her and for the repose of her husband's soul. So when you call that number, 877-291-0123, please let us know how we can pray for you, because we have people standing by, and all of us here at Relevant Radio do pray for you every single day. So if you have a prayer intention, a loved one who has died, an anniversary maybe of somebody who has died, and you'd like special prayers for that person, whether you can make a pledge or not, doesn't matter. Still call us, 877-291-0123, and we will take those prayer intentions to heart.
That's 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. You know, my favorite things, Patrick, is when I'm driving in the car or listening to the radio, mm-hmm. and somebody calls in with some heartfelt need, desire, or celebration, is joining in prayer with them. And that's what we do here at Relevant Radio. That's one of the many great reasons to become a part of this Relevant Radio family. And when you send us your gift here at Relevant Radio, let us know how we can pray for you. We take your prayers very seriously, and we divvy them up, and we all pray for you from pledge drive to pledge drive for your specific intentions. So let us know how we can pray for you when you make your gift at relevantradio.com, or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Join the family. How about that dollar a day and get your Holy Family Doorpost Blessing? Absolutely beautiful. You will love it on your doorstep, and you can pray with us each and every day. Join the family now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by giving us a call. Just join the family.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. Thank you for listening. The number again, 888-914-9149. Let's go over to Cambridge, Minnesota now and talk to Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. I almost said it.
You almost did.
I did. I just want to remind people about 6 years ago, we were all stunned at the results of the election. And the lady had called in prior to the election and reminded people to pray, fast, and give alms. And we all know how to pray. You can just say Jesus if you can't think of anything to say. He knows what's in our heart. Fasting, I unfortunately smoke, and I even putting out a half a cigarette halfway. I fast that way because mm-hmm. I can't fast with food. And giving alms is easy and very efficacious through Relevant Radio right now. So I just want to remind people that we really do have power, not to get discouraged, that especially like the apostles taught us, pray fast, and even prior to them, pray fast and give alms.
Indeed.
You know?
Indeed. That's a very good way to put it.
I want to thank you very much, Patrick. You're so encouraging, especially in these difficult times where we're all being attacked a lot more. And I remember talking to you a couple years ago, a few years ago, about Second Thessalonians 2:9 mm-hmm. through 15. And mm-hmm. I remember when I first read that passage thinking, oh my goodness, that's what's wrong with my family, my good, loving, well-intentioned family, you know, mm-hmm. and maybe that's what they think is wrong with me. But anyways, I encourage people to pray, fast, give alms, and look up that Second Thessalonians 2:9.
You know what I'll do, Kelly, and thank you for raising that issue. I think I kind of do remember our conversation. I'll read that passage right now. This is 2 Thessalonians 2:9. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they have refused to love the truth and so to be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So it is, of course, a dire moment when you think about people who persist in that. But that's one reason, Kelly, why I'm so glad you said what you said about hearing Relevant Radio and how it helped you, because we're here to help people not be in that situation. Our goal is for everybody to, number one, not fall for the strong delusion and believe what is false, but for them to understand what is true, and thus believe it, and thus be saved. So thank you for reminding all of us of the importance of this mission, Kelly. God bless you, and thank you for that. Let's go to Joseph now in New York. New York, New York, that is. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, Patrick. Just a quick question. I don't want to take up time. What would you consider a passing grade on your book, Inquisition? I just read the whole thing and got 116 correct out of 192.
I think that's a very good score.
That's a 60%.
No, it's a, I mean, even 60% is considered a passing grade in academia. It's a D. But think about this, though, Joseph, and I'd like to get your thoughts about the book now that you've read it. There's a lot there that I wouldn't expect anybody to get, because some of the questions are about things that people typically are not going to know about, like what is the longest word in the Bible? That's one of the questions.
Yes.
It's in there.
Yes.
Very, very, very few people, other than Father Richard Simon, of course, would be able to get that. He would get that in a heartbeat. But I think if you got 60% of the questions right, you're probably ahead of the pack. My guess is you probably are in one of the higher percentiles, honestly.
Thank you.
So thank what was your favorite part of the book? If I mean, I'm the author, so I hope you don't mind my asking, but what about the book did you enjoy?
I like the Bible, and I like the church. What I need to improve upon myself is knowledge of church councils. Mm. And I get my heresies mixed up. I forget the Pelagian heresy and the Arian heresy and the monasticism and all that. But it was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you liked it. I really am, Joseph. Thank you. And we'll see what happens. I don't know, but I mean, it's possible that this book might be able to come out as an ebook for the phone. We'll see what happens. But thank you, Joseph. I'm glad to know that you enjoyed the book, and I think you did better than many people with a 60% correct success rate. Thank you for that. Let's go now to Janelle in Modesto, California. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi there.
How are you? Oh, sorry. So,
you know what's funny is that everybody, of course, when the call screening process takes place, they ask the people calling, please don't tell Patrick, ask him how he's doing, because it just slows things down. And what's funny is now most everybody does it, but then they catch themselves and say, I wasn't supposed to do that. So it's like a double layer now, which is kind of funny to me. You're in good company,
right?
Janelle.
I'm so sorry. Well, good. Thank you. So first, I'd like to thank you guys for your show and keeping me going every morning. But my question is, people with diabetes, how can they fast?
How can you mean fast before Holy Communion?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you are unable to fast before the time of Holy Communion because of, say, an illness, a problem with, say, like diabetes, it's different than if you have the ability to fast before receiving Holy Communion. So if you have the ability to fast and it's not going to harm you physically, just going to make you hungry, then you have that obligation to do so. But imagine somebody in the hospital and the priest comes to give Holy Communion, and maybe that person has eaten food 30 minutes before that and didn't know the priest was coming. The priest comes and I'm here to give you holy anointing and give you holy communion. Well, the person doesn't have the obligation to fast for an hour before that because it's an extenuating circumstance. So this would extend also to things like medicine. So even though we're not supposed to eat food or drink any liquids other than water for an hour before receiving Holy Communion, that doesn't hold fast to medicine. So if you needed to take medicine orally, you could do that as well. So these are disciplines for those who can do them. And if they can do them, they should do them. But the church recognizes that for some people, that's not possible.
Okay.
Does that help? Yeah.
Yes, I'm just, you know.
But when you think about it, though, I've known a few people who have had diabetes, so that's probably not enough to have a really comprehensive knowledge of it. But you don't have to eat every single hour if you have diabetes. I think there's some spacing in between meals. So if the person can wait at least just 1 hour, I don't think that would be too much of a difficulty for most people who are diabetic.
No, but for me, I started some new medication and I have to eat something every couple minutes for my stomach and the nausea because I have a new insulin. It's a week long insulin and it's really messed with my whole thing.
Yes. No, I'm sorry that you have to go through that. What a cross to carry. But in a situation like yours, this is a discipline that you're unable to follow because of your health. So you would not be, it's not incumbent upon you to do that the way it would be for me. I would have to fast for an hour before Holy Communion.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you. And I hope you feel better real soon. That's for sure. All right, we have a miracle moment for you right now. Somebody listening to Relevant Radio and his life has been changed as a result.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
All right, we have Chris calling from Alexandria, Virginia.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Father Rocky. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a prayer of thanksgiving. My mom actually put in yesterday on your website. I had a bail hearing this morning. I've been being held without bail, and My family and me prayed the rosary last night, and this morning I got released. I want to say thanks for my wife and my family.
Thanks be to God.
Praise God.
Right, Chris?
Yes, brother.
Thanks be to God, the power of the rosary, God's mercy.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
We do this 4 times a year. We come to you and let you know what our needs are here at Relevant Radio. Our need is $3 million by the end of the week, and we've got a little bit of a ways to go. Tomorrow's halfway through. We need to move things along quickly here. How can you join the family? It's real simple. Visit relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We have some great gifts available for you today. First of all, if you make that gift of $1 a day, we have a Holy Family doorpost blessing. It's absolutely beautiful. You will love it. You can see it at our website, relevantradio.com, or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. 877-291-0123 is the number to call if you want to give us a call. And I've got some really good news. This is a partnership challenge hour. That means your gift will be matched 100%.
100% is great, but we don't get that every day. We do have it right now, this hour. So when you make your pledge of any amount by going to relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app or calling 877-291-0123, your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. Now, Mary, I know you saw the $5,000 gift that Anonymous gave us in Aurora, Illinois just a short while ago. I'm hoping, I've got my fingers crossed, because all I want for my birthday today is a few more of those donations.
Happy
today.
Birthday.
Thank you. Yes. Go ahead, Brad.
That actually makes a huge difference in moving us forward that much faster, those $5,000 and $10,000 gifts. And thank you so much for that special gift. Hey, and it was doubled. It became $10,000. Your gift will be matched to 100% at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. Mary and I are only going to be together with you today, at least for another hour and 15 minutes. So we have a lot of ground to cover between now and then, but we can do that. But this is the time when you have to step forward and say, yes, I believe in Relevant Radio. I hear the amazing stories of conversion and people discovering the Lord and returning to the sacraments and mending their marriages and getting back on track. And I want to be part of that. And the way to do it, of course, is to pray for us, but also to support us financially. That's why we do pledge drives, because we are listener supported. So if that's how you feel, and I hope and pray that you do, then go now to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. We need you right now.
And remember, when you make your gift either at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone, you get the download instantly coming to you from Father Rocky, How to Be a Happy Catholic Family, with Christmas just around the corner. What a great way to kind of set a solid foundation for your family. Come on, join the family.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Everybody's wishing
me a happy birthday. That's a swinging song right here, Cyrus. I like it.
You know who that is?
Let me hear it. Everybody's wishing me a happy birthday. That's, yeah, I know who that is. It's Jimi Hendrix.
Nice. You win. Yeah.
And I knew it too. I knew it.
So we have a new Beatles happy birthday song, a new Jimi Hendrix birthday song.
Look at that.
Look at that.
You know what? A true story. When Sgt. Pepper came out in 1967, it had just come out like a matter of days before. And Paul McCartney and I don't know who else was with him, but you know, a couple of the Beatles, they were at one of the hot spots in London to hear live music, and Jimi Hendrix was going to be performing that night. So he starts off his performance by playing songs from the Sgt. Pepper album that had just come out, and he had gotten the album and he had learned it well enough that he could actually perform it live, and there were a couple of Beatles in the audience watching him perform their music that had just come out.
Is that a real? I've heard that before, and I thought it was just a myth.
It's one of those rock and roll myths. No, it's true. In fact, I saw Paul McCartney on a video talking about that. And can you imagine being Paul McCartney and Jimi Hendrix is playing your music that you just released a few days earlier?
Incredible.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. I love it. I love my job too, by the way. I love being here with all of you. If you'd like to participate in the experience, here's a number to call to be on the air, 888-914-9149. Let's go now to Nora in Phoenix. Good morning, Nora.
Hi, good morning, Patrick.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So I just wanted to know your opinion on the Netflix documentary on Emanuela, the Vatican girl that got kidnapped.
The 15-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't seen it. In fact, I think it's only recently out, so it's not something that I've seen. I'm familiar with the backstory about her disappearance, and the question is, you know, she disappeared at the Vatican. What does this mean with regard to, you know, the circumstances of her disappearance? I don't really know what to think of it. So
okay, it just seems like it's portraying the Vatican in a poor light, and it has something to do with Saint John Paul II when he was shot, and the person that had shot him, you know, got caught, and he was in jail. So they were trying to, I guess, whoever kidnapped Emanuela, they're trying to exchange the, but it's just, I don't know, it's just portraying the Vatican in a poor light. Talks about some money being moved also, large amount of money. And
well, I can hedge off the pass here, Nora. First of all, the one thing to remember is that there are bad people in every human institution. And there's no reason to assume, I don't think there's any good reason to assume, that that isn't the case in the Catholic Church. There are some people in the Catholic Church who are bad. I mean, look at Judas, for example. And part of Judas's malfeasance was that he mishandled money, it seems. He was in charge of the purse. So even the hand-picked man that Jesus himself chose to be one of the apostles, even he was a scoundrel. Okay, so if you take that as your starting point and recognize that in the 2,000-year history of the church, have there been scoundrels, maybe cardinals, popes even perhaps, bishops, priests, lay people? Of course there have been. Have there been people who have embezzled money or done other things that are criminal? Of course there have been. I'm sorry to say it. I wish it weren't true, but it is true. I mean, just to see it even in the very first 12 apostles, we see it there. So I wouldn't be overly worried about this. First of all, there's nothing you can do to change it one way or the other. And if, in fact, I'll put it this way, if, in fact, there was anybody in the Vatican who was involved with the disappearance of this poor girl, then that should be brought to light and that person should pay the price. That person should go to jail. So rather than us, you know, being worried about giving the Vatican a bad name, if there was something that was done that was wrong, it needs to be brought into light and justice needs to be served, especially because of the disappearance of this poor child. So I don't know if you plan to watch it, but if you do, I don't know if I'll watch it or not, but if you do watch it, you know, I wouldn't become anxious or worried about this putting the Vatican in a bad light. The people at the Vatican, that's on them. And if they're doing bad things, whoever, you know, might be there doing it, it needs to be brought into the light. And if it's something that is not true or if it's exaggerated, then hopefully that will come out in the wash as well. Does that make sense? You see what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, thank you. I don't plan to watch it. My sister had called me and mm-hmm. told me about it, and she's not practicing the faith at all. Mm-hmm. So for her to watch things like this, kind of, I don't know, what little faith she has, maybe, mm-hmm. it just doesn't help, you know, if it mm-hmm. things like this are being put out there. But actually, thank you. This helps a lot. I did say something of that sort, that they are bad people, you know, that mm-hmm. try to destroy the church within that have infiltrated.
Infiltrated. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, inside the church. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you so mm-hmm. much.
You're welcome. And maybe a Bible verse that will help you as you think about this is what Jesus said in Luke chapter 17. He says, temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to him by whom they come. So scandals, to use a different term for it, scandal is a stumbling block. That's the literal meaning of the word in the Greek. It's a stumbling block. And when somebody causes other people to stumble, inevitably it causes harm to them. So not only are you and I to avoid giving scandal, we also need to avoid being scandalized. So what I mean by that, Nora, is the meaning of the term in the Greek is a stumbling block. So you and I both, and everybody else as best we can, we need to learn how to be sure-footed and to not allow ourselves to stumble over a scandal. We don't hear very much about this part of it. The scandal and the person who causes the scandal, that's bad enough. But we, too, still have a responsibility not to be scandalized. And that's maybe where you can be in a position to help your sister, because she is likely to be scandalized by this. But you have to help her to see, maybe talk to her about the Judas phenomenon that we talked about earlier, about how, look at Jesus. He handpicked his first 12 apostles, and one of them, Judas, betrayed him. Peter denied him 3 times, once under oath. They all ran away from him. Only John, it seems, stood fast, and we know he was there at the cross, but none of the other ones were. So perhaps that can be a way to situate this story, to whatever extent it's true, I don't know, but help her to see that the Lord established his church in such a way, and for his wisdom, his reasons that he didn't share with us, he established the church in such a way that even the sinfulness and weakness of the members of the church cannot stop the mission that Jesus gave the church. So I think that may be helpful, and you're going to be in a good position to try to encourage her. Tell her to start listening to Relevant Radio. That'd be a great way to help reel her in and get her back on track. We hear from people all the time like that, Nora. Thank you. Yeah, we hear from people all the time. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you started listening to Relevant Radio and you wound up making your way back to the house of the Father. Maybe you got to confession after many years because of something you heard here on Relevant Radio. Rejoice and be glad. We do.
Our phone lines are open here at Relevant Radio. You can also make your gift online at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone and tablet. This is our final pledge drive for this year. This is your last opportunity to get that last minute tax deduction in. If you know, talk to your accountant, of course, about that. But we are a nonprofit. We are a 501c3, so your donation is tax deductible. RelevantRadio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Those are the ways that you can give here at Relevant Radio. And as you make your gift, kind of stop and think about it. How has Relevant Radio impacted your life here over the past, or the past year, and even the past month? We've had some great programming during October. We had the Advent focus coming up for special Christmas programming coming up here in the future. And it's all here because people just like you have said, I want to be a part of this amazing family. You can join the family too at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. Just looking at the numbers here, Patrick, and it looks like we still need, here in the last few minutes, 50 people. If we get 50 people that can sign in here in the last 5 minutes or so and make a gift in any amount, it will be matched 100%. We'll double your dollar.
See, that's a big thing, as you know, Mary, 100%. So if it's a $25 gift, for which we're very grateful, it goes to $50. If it's a $10,000 gift, and I'm looking for a few of those yet this morning, we already had one for $5,000, that gets doubled immediately. So you can see what a force multiplier these special hours are that we have when we have a dollar-for-dollar match. Please take advantage of that right now. Please call us at 877-291-0123. We don't always have that, but we have it this hour. So please act right now and make your pledge count for double when you go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
Well, Patrick, since you brought it up, we're actually about almost $10,000 short of what we need for this hour total.
Uh-oh.
So absolutely, if somebody can make a gift of $5,000 or $10,000 right now, you can be the home run hitter. By all means, do it at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Let's do it for Patrick's birthday. Do it in his honor here today. A $5,000 or $10,000 gift partnership challenge hour. It will be doubled. So your five becomes 10, your 10 becomes 20. We know how that works.
Yes, we do. And we only have that right now. We don't know whether we'll have it later in the day or tomorrow or whatnot, but we have it right now. That much we do know. So as Mary was saying, there are three ways you can give. You can give online, safe and secure, at relevantradio.com. It's easy. You'll be able to see the thermometer and see what your donation does when it moves up a little bit. You'll also be able to make your pledge safe and secure on the Relevant Radio app, which is easy to get. It's free. Just put it on your phone. And you can also pledge by calling us at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Mary, my eyes are lighting up. I see three large numbers in a row. I need to say thank you to Frank in LaGrange, Illinois, for your $1,200 gift. Thank you, Frank. Let's see. Am I reading that right? I am. Miguel in Chicago.
Yeah.
$2,500. Wow.
100%.
These are cowbell worthy. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doubled. Vincent in San Antonio, your $1,200 gift. Thank you so much. Ruben in Temecula, California, wine country. $1,200 gift just now. Thank you to all of you. Ruben, Vincent, Miguel, Frank, all of you. Thank you. And as you say, Mary, their pledges have been doubled just like that.
Just like that. Same thing with Elizabeth in Round Rock, made a special gift that's in Texas of $1,000. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. And Herberto in Haddonfield, New Jersey, made a special gift of $1,000. Yes, those two were doubled. We had an anonymous donor in Iron Mountain, made a special gift of $700. That was doubled. Hannah in Appleton, a $600 gift. Thank you so much for your help and your support. And you've qualified for some great gifts yourselves when you make that gift of $600 or more. Holy family. It's beautiful. You can see that when you visit the website, relevantradio.com. Open up the app on your smartphone or tablet, or if you call 877-291-0123, that's 877-291-0123. We just ask that you join the family now. Still in need of, it looks like, another 20 people here in the last couple of minutes. Hurry to the phones. Hurry to your computer. We need you at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Come on, join the family.